This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now on the program is Nico Sanguinetti, curator of exhibits and collections at the Juno City Museum, here to share about some of the fun programs coming up this month. Hello, Nico.
Hi, Cheryl. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we have got a lot to go over today. You've got a lot going on. Let's start first with the fact that the City Museum has really worked to keep its services available to the public while also being COVID safe. So your robotic tours are part of that effort. Why don't you tell us about how that works?
Sure. So our robot is named Shelby, and she is a lot of fun to drive around the museum. And it's very easy to set up. You just give us a call and we'll schedule a time and explain how to log in. And then basically you are the robot and you can drive around our different galleries and look at different displays that you find interesting. So all of our permanent exhibits are open for that type of viewing, as well as our temporary exhibit, Echoes of War, Unanga Internment During World War II. So the robot just gives us a little bit of flexibility for people who might either not be in Juno or really not comfortable to be in a place where other people have been in the recent past.
Okay. And if people are interested in doing one of the robotic tours, they just go to your website and all the information they need is there?
So I would recommend giving us a call, and our phone number is 586-3572. And then we've found it's a little bit easier to walk people through the process. Throughout this whole pandemic, I think a lot of people have gotten a lot more computer savvy. But that being said, there's so many different platforms out there. We want to make sure that if you're wanting to take a tour with Shelby, that we get you set up the right way.
Okay. And have you been having many members of the public doing that?
We've had a few, and there hasn't been a mad rush, so we do have slots available if people are interested, but it has been a lot of fun, and we've definitely been playing around with it amongst ourselves here at the museum to see what we could really do with it and how we could use it in the future.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine what that must be like as staff when someone is doing a robotic tour. Does Shelby ever get stuck in a corner and you have to go help Shelby move down the hallway?
She hasn't gotten stuck yet that I know. More funny for us is our museum's three levels. And so I actually work in the basement where most of our staff is up on the second floor. And then our galleries are on the first floor, the main floor. So sometimes I don't know a tour is going on and I'll kind of accidentally walk into it. Or I just hear strange voices. And, you have that moment of, is the museum haunted? No, it's just Shelby. It's okay.
So voices. So there's an audio component to Shelby as well.
There is. So you can either tour around on your own, or you can be partnered either with a staff member or a volunteer to talk you through the different exhibits. So there's basically a screen, and then if you have a camera when you're signing into this program, your face is then projected onto Shelby. So we see your face roaming around the museum, and then there's a camera so you can see us if we're there as well. And as a result, you can actually interact and speak with anyone who's in the room, and then we can speak with anyone who's signing in with Shelby.
Okay, well, really fascinating and terrific that the museum's able to offer this. For those who are comfortable going in, you are offering some private tours. Tell us how that works.
Yes, we are also offering private admission for family groups and for households, and they are by appointment basically, and same thing, you'd give us a call, we'd schedule you a time. We are scheduling Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4, and it would be like coming into the museum normally, just the doors would be locked and it would only be your group in the museum. And again, you can focus either on the temporary exhibit or on the permanent galleries are also open as well. So pretty easy, just giving us a call and then we would schedule that for you.
Okay.
And that's also open too for shopping as well. Our gift shop is open for shopping by appointment if people are interested in doing that as well.
Okay, very good. I understand that you have an artistic workshop coming up. It's called a Make a Cranky workshop. What is a cranky?
That is one of the big questions. So this workshop is going to be launching for First Friday on December 4th. And it's going to be a series of three videos: an introduction to crankies, how to make a cranky, and then the science of the Northern Lights. So we've made our crankies with a Aurora Borealis theme. You don't necessarily have to. We just found that it worked really well for us, and especially with the darkness that we're having here in Juneau this time of year, we always like the Northern Lights to brighten things up a little bit. So it's a project that can be done with members of the whole family. We've made them here at the City Museum. We are all technically adults, though I would argue most of us are kids at heart. So the videos are all going to be on YouTube and our Facebook page, and we are actually able to distribute cranky packets. So it's a, you can pick your packet up from us here at the museum. Again, you just give us a call and we'll schedule a time. We'll do curbside drop off for you. And it has all the components you need to make your own cranky. Or if you are one of those extremely crafty people, which sadly I am not, you can craft it from your own materials if you want that extra bit of a challenge.
Okay, and let's describe a little bit what a cranky is. It's basically like a roll of paper that's wound around two spools on either end, and you turn a spool to progress the image, which and the image is behind a box that you create. Is that about right?
It's a pretty good description. Yep. And you can also customize it if you want. We've put lights inside the box, so it's almost like a magic lantern show or your very own little film strip. So you're basically making your own little film in a box.
Okay. And these were popular at one point, right? It was an early form of entertainment going back, I don't know. Do you know how many years ago people were regularly making these and using these for storytelling?
You know, I don't know. It definitely for a few decades, and they kind of evolved from these magic lantern shows to become a little bit more progressive. And then you've kind of got early film and cartoons and things of that nature kind of in this format. But in terms of making them at home, unfortunately, I don't have an exact date for you.
Yeah. Well, it's a really, really fun project. So you said it's going to be in three parts, and the videos will be available on the website starting on Friday.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
And then the packets are available from us from now on.
Okay, terrific. And that's great that you are able to provide some of the supplies for that. Now, for folks who are also able to go into the museum, can you tell us about the touch table that you have available with the Echoes of War exhibit?
Yes. So we just had our touchscreen arrive. It is a labor of love, really, between Ocean Conservancy and the Aleut community of St. Paul. And they, through funding from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, this touch table has been created to give a lot more information about the Pribilof Islands that really ties into the current exhibit, Echoes of War. And originally, Ocean Conservancy kind of came into this project with us almost 2 years ago with the development of this exhibit. And when they were talking about how they could contribute, they had already been in the works to be creating this touchscreen that's eventual home is going to be on St. Paul. And because it gives so much additional information about the history of the Pribilof Islands, Unanga culture, the wildlife that you can find on St. Paul and St. George, the people at the tribal government of St. Paul were kind enough to offer the touch table to us for the duration of the exhibit, because it really gives so much additional information that really couldn't be included in the exhibit, but is important for people who are interested in it. So we're very grateful to have that. It's going to be set up and within the next couple of weeks ready to go, and will just be another great addition to our exhibit before it finally makes its way home to St. Paul.
Terrific. And when will that be? How long do people in Juneau have to go and learn?
Yes, it'll be with us until October of 2021. My apologies, forgot what year it was there. but it will be through the duration of the exhibit, so it'll be running through October of next year.
Okay, well, lots and lots going on at the City Museum. Did we miss anything today? Is there anything else you'd like to touch on, Nico?
I think we just like to say thank you to Michelle Storer. She is the donor for the City Museum this month. And even though we are currently closed, these donations help keep our doors open to the public and the community in the best way we can, and helps bring our virtual programs and exhibits and educational activities to the community. So we do want to thank her for that.
Okay, Anna, thank you to you, Nico, for joining us today from the Juneau City Museum. I hope you have a terrific rest of your afternoon.
Thank you again for having us. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.